Isn't God wonderful? Somebody say hallelujah. Let's get a little bit of light on. Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Where do we go from here now? My Lord. Y'all are always doing this to me. Well, you're not doing it to me. Amen. We're in this thing together. Amen. His spirit is so wonderful, isn't it? Jesse, we need lights. Amen. We get in places like this, we all just don't think straight sometimes, do we? But it's all right, isn't it? We had no idea it was that dark. God is a good God, isn't he? Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Oh, he loves you so much, doesn't he? He's going to abide in the presence of God. Amen. Glory to God. We got some heavy stuff to come into. How do we transition into that? Somebody say, praise the Lord. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Just pray right in the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, sweet Spirit. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Come on and give him praise. Come on and pray. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody say, thank you, Father.
Thank you, Father.
Glorify Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. I thought I wanted to get you something, you know. I said, well, Holy Spirit, dealing in my heart right now, we have several notes that we can go with and just pick up where we left off, but that's such a deep, heavy thing. You know, and I said, well, Lord, just take us a different direction. I sense the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Say, let's go just a little bit different direction, and maybe the people will be blessed. Because we're dealing with what? Perception, deception. Everybody say perception, deception. And we understood that the fruit of deception, somebody say lying, is a fruit of deception. So I said, God, then let me teach. You know, I don't, we just had this, we're having this wonderful move of the Spirit. And then here we go. You got to take me back to this lion. You know, the fruit of deception and all this other stuff, deception, dealing with that. I said, well, Lord said, well, I'll let you go a different direction. I said, well, praise God, we'll go something a little bit lighter. He said, I'll let you go the flow of the Holy Spirit. Somebody say, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And so I opened my Bible up and he took me to a nice fruit of the Spirit or to a nice Holy Spirit scripture and had to deal with lying. Somebody say, hallelujah. So he doesn't let you stray too far from where he really wants you to go, right? Turn to Acts chapter 5, verse 1. Somebody say hallelujah. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. And Peter said, Ananias, why has Satan filled thy heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Say, why? Everybody say, why? Has Satan filled your heart? Look at somebody and say, has Satan filled your heart to lie even to the Holy Ghost? Look at somebody and say, you know that's not true. You know that's not God's will for you. So say, wake up. There are so many people today that have allowed Satan to get on the inside of them. And he's, you know what Satan is? He's a great what? Deceiver. He's a deceiver and the accuser of the brethren. And you know what? When we get the devil in there, you know the devil's meant to get us off track, to get us on course, and to mislead us. And to misguide us. And if we're not walking by the power of the Holy Spirit, we're going to walk with the devil. And you know what the devil's going to do? Lead you the wrong path. Listen to the devil. You're going to get your heart messed up. And not have the truth of what God wants to get out of your life. what's the truth about your life? Or have you been deceived just to accomplish? You know, there are certain people that refuse to live by faith. And what's living by faith? Hearing God speak something to their heart and them holding on to it no matter how difficult it is and not giving up until that thing comes to fruition. But there are a lot of people that refuse. Now, you know, faith is not living by wishing something would happen. You know, well, getting a bunch of desire. Well, I'm living by faith. I just ask for stuff all the time and believe I'm going to get it. I'm working on a car this week. I'm living by faith. I'm working on a house this week. I'm living by faith. Faith is more than just a prayer life. Faith is hearing from heaven, believing it, and patterning your life after it. Faith is obedience to the Holy Spirit. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. And there are so many people that refuse to live by faith. And they choose to live by faith. People that don't make the decision to live by faith, to hear God and hear from heaven, you know what they live by? Whatever happens. And that's what God wants for them. You know what? And people that live by whatever happens, you know what they end up being? Somebody say deceived. Don't be deceived. Ananias allowed Satan to deceive him. He lived this lifestyle. He was probably just a crooked and perverse person. He didn't know what was going on. He allowed the devil to get into him and say, look, you know what, man? This God stuff ain't real. God don't know what's going on. You lie about it. They just church people. Ain't nothing going to happen. Nothing supernatural about church. You can think anything. You can believe anything. You can act any kind of way, and it won't make a difference. So they say, why? Have Satan filled your heart to lie against the Holy Ghost? Some say deception. Isn't it sad? So many people are so deceived that they think they can even lie to God. What do you call a lie to God? You know, blaming stuff on him and then holding him to it. Prophesying stupid stuff, prophesying to yourself and then holding him to it. You said this! Some say stop lying. And keep back part of the price of land. While it remaineth, was it not in thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in your heart? Thou hast lied not unto men, but unto God. So it said, check your heart. See, God's going to come and he's going to work with the body of Christ because there's so many people that come. You know, we look good on the outside. You know, we put a Bible under our eyes and a praise in our mouth, you know, and we wave our hand in the air during the song service. Amen. We just look certain things. We put the little bumper sticker on the back of our car. We know exactly what to say to get away with stuff. Amen. Exactly who to say it with. Amen. This one will keep it to themselves. What have you conceived? Somebody say, what have you conceived? Inside of your heart. Bible says man looks on the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. People that allow stuff, you know, we just think, you know, we think God's like, just like us. You know, all he sees is what, you know, all he can catch is what we put on. But you got to look right through you. Somebody say amen. You got to look right through you. Right through all this religious mumbo jumbo. All the little stories you're trying to tell yourself to give yourself excuses why you're not being obedient to the Holy Ghost. And find the truth. Somebody say, why have you lied on the inside of your heart? And I wanted to be light tonight, amen. Somebody say glory to God anyhow. I should have stuck with my notes, amen. I tell you what, don't push God, amen. I mean, my notes, I had some other stuff in there. I thought Jeremiah was too rough, and I didn't want to go with Jeremiah, and I said, God, lighten up. I said, let me go back to the book of Acts. We all like the book of Acts. I said, yeah, you can go back to the book of Acts. Ananias is a fire. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe in prophetic words. I believe in words, and I believe that words prophetic, this ministry of the prophet, it's deeper. You know what? You hear stuff and you can't let it go. You'll try to say to change a subject. You'll try to teach something else, but sooner or later, if your heart's in tune to the Holy Ghost, God will take over. He'll go right back to what he's saying. Amen. O people. Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. See that, oh, somebody say, if I hold my peace and let the Lord fight my battle, the Lord will win, won't he? See, there are a lot of people that just take things to be man-made, human-made. We've taken God out of our worship experience. We treat the church just like we treat the Lions Club or the soccer team. It's just people. It's just a group of people. They're just, you know, somebody just went to school and learned some leadership school or something, and we take God out of the picture. But the church is different. It's the very heart and mindset and expression of God. The church is the power, is the flesh of God in the earth today. Did you know that? And people are going to find out, somebody say, thank God for God's glorious church. Say it. There is a supernatural church alive today. And the power of God's still in it. Amen. Just because something ain't nothing happened in the last 5 to 10 years, glory to God. Just because we've been able to get away with stuff, God is not mocked. And every once in a while, God's going to say, see, remember all that stuff you took it just to be men. Amen. That wasn't them. That was God. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. You haven't lied to, you haven't lied to men. You've lied to God. Every man, look at somebody and say, you haven't talked about men. You've talked about God. You haven't irreverenced men. You've irreverenced the Holy Ghost. Who said this is a God thing. It's supernatural. And he's ready to move. We preached this message before. You know, one of the things, you know, we flowed in revival. We flowed in the anointing of the Holy Ghost. I've been in meetings. Amen. And I prayed. We got around here. There was so much, not just in this house, but around this area. There was just such a spirit of pride and arrogance and irreverence. And God was ready to move and do some stuff. And I said, oh, y'all, the last thing y'all need is a revival. Because you think that revival just makes us laugh and get drunk and roll on the floor. Notice also in the book of Acts, Ananias and Sapphira. God is a holy God. He's a righteous God. Amen. And you don't play in his presence. He gets to the point to where, you know, I got to the point to say, Lord, not yet. I don't think we can handle it. I don't think we can walk in such anointing, even us. Why? Look, you ever wondered that? When you really reverence God, see people that don't never really touch God, never really experience God. You know, they're like, I just want to be just like that one. No, I want God to do whatever he wants to do with me. I don't want somebody else's anointing. Because of the price and the thing they had to walk to get in that stuff. Amen. Somebody say perception. Deception. There were some people that perceived some things about the church in this last day. They're going to end up being deceived. Amen. There's some people that perceived, somebody say perceived, some things about ministry. Going to end up being deceived. There's some people that perceive some things about the Holy Ghost and going to end up being deceived. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. Somebody say, my, my, my. And great fear, somebody say, great fear. We can go home right now if y'all don't want me to teach on. I can't teach but what the Holy Spirit gives me to teach. Amen. I had this one here. Amen. I thought we could get through this morning. I figured out we're going to be in this about a month. Amen. And I said, we'll take a little sidetrack, teach something like, and God takes us right here. Amen. We're going to go right back to what the God, we can handle it. We can handle it. Amen. Somebody say, great fear. Great fear. Getting back to our destiny. Getting back to what God told us to preach and teach. He said, listen, I want you to restore reverence. Somebody say, hallelujah. Hallelujah. To the people of God and to the house of God because he's ready to do some stuff. You know, we were saying that. How many have heard me say that again? That was one of the missions that God, one of the things that God said that he wanted us to do in this house. How many have heard that before? Anybody, you know, has anybody heard me say that in this place before? That's one of the missions. Well, I was watching TV about 3 or 4 nights ago. Anybody know Juanita Bynum? Sister Juanita Bynum was ministering on the TV, and she said she was going in one direction in her life. She said God stopped her flat and said, "Stop, Juanita. I got a new message for you. Get on it." And he said, "The message that I want to give you right now is I want you to restore reverence to the body of Christ because I'm ready to do something." So say, "Great fear." Say, "Great fear." Came on all the house. That means great reverence. Not just scared because you're going to see a boogeyman. Amen. You know, that's not what God's talking about. He said reverential fear. Some Holy Ghost fear is good for us all. We're not God. He'll always be God. He'll always be holy. He'll always be righteous. And there's always a sense of reverence to him. And sometimes I'm word of faith to the bone. Hallelujah. And certain people are just getting in on the last stuff. They think they know what they're talking about. They really don't. Amen. And they blame it on some of the faith teachers and say, "Well, you know what? We're just like God," and all this other stuff. That's not necessarily what it means. The men and women of God that have been out there before, they know how to fear God. They know how to fear God. Brother Hagin, you know, I met Brother Hagin one time. Somebody say hallelujah. And somebody say fear. Now, if anybody walking right, you know Brother Hagin will walk right, you know. That's the big man of faith. That's Big Daddy Hagin. Glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, we meet some of these people. You meet some little Joe Blows who started preaching 2 weeks ago. Got to pick them up with a limousine, put them in the hotel for 7, you know, and got to be the right place. Amen. They can't come to worship. They're going to walk in the middle of the service. Amen. So they say, no fear. Went to Brother Hagin one time, saw him in a bookstore. You know, and this is what I learned, you know, so I know what I'm doing. And he was in a bookstore. I said, "Brother Hagin, thank God. Man, thank you, Jesus. We got to meet him." And Brother Hagin has these blue eyes. I don't know whether they're blue or not, but they were blue the day I saw him. Amen. Nearly pierced you through the soul. And I said, "Your ministry has ministered and blessed me so much." He said, I bought this Bible. I bought this faith Bible. Amen. Y'all got to pray for me because I gave that Bible away. And I don't even know whether the person I gave it away is serving the Lord anymore. You know, and y'all got to pray for me for forgiveness. Amen. That's the only thing I've ever regretted giving away, but I have to get over it. Amen. And I said, "Brother Hagin, would you please, I want you to sign this Bible. I want you to sign this Bible and, you know, just sign this Bible and put a little note in it." Amen. Because you had these little verses. It was the Bible that he put together. And he looked at me and it looked like fear. I'm talking about fear and dread came all over. He said, "Oh, no, I can't do that." Fear. Somebody say fear. And then he wouldn't put on a show for me. Somebody said, "Oh, he's just showing." I wasn't nobody. He didn't put on a show for me. Fear. He said, "I don't ever want to get in the place of God." So we got to learn to fear the Holy Ghost and fear the things of God. Amen. I said, but once I explained what I really wanted, he went on and did it. Amen. But yet there was some reverence there and some supernatural fear. How did he learn fear? Because he was out there in the voice of healing since the 40s. He's out there since the 40s ministering with people, you know. Certain people got real big in ministry. Some of them ain't done a miracle, and we big like we done healed the whole nations. Mm-hmm. The people that you know ain't done nothing, got more pride than half the people that are shaking the nations. Can't stand it. Talk to people, and all they talk about is what they did for God. Mm-hmm. Nothing uglier, amen? He is out there with men. There were many men that moving in the revival and moving in the Spirit of God, moving in the grace of God, but never developed fear, the fear of God. And during that 40s healing revival, you know what? Only about 4 of them survived. Brother Roberts, Brother Oral Roberts, Brother Hagin, Brother T.L. Osborne, amen, Lester Sumrall. These brothers made it. And they can tell you today why they made it. Amen. Sister Lindsay made it. Amen. And they made it because they learned to reverence God and to fear God. They checked their heart. Amen? Many people let their ministries mess up their heart. Many people got a lust. Amen? A lust. You know, they allow their ministries and what they want to do with their life to literally destroy their heart. Some say it's not worth it. He gave up the ghost, and fear came on all those that heard these things. And the young man, arose, wound him up, and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, and his wife, not knowing that was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, Tell me whether you sold the land for so much. And she said, yeah, for so much. Yeah, we did. Somebody say lying. She lied in church. Remember we talked about lying this morning? Lying is a trip. Don't ever lie. It's dangerous. She said, yeah, we did. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Behold, the feet of them which bury thy husbands are at the door and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway at his feet and yielded up the ghost. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. And great fear came upon all the church and as many as heard these things. So you say reverence. God's going to restore reverence. He'll do it the biblical way. So you say he'll do it the biblical way. This is not the Old Testament. Look at somebody say, this is New Testament. This is New Testament. Anybody remember Maria Woodworth Edder? Everybody heard about Maria Woodworth Edder? Anybody heard Sister Edward? Sister Maria Woodworth Edder had one of the most powerful ministries. I mean, Maria Woodworth Edder had a healing ministry pre-Pentecost 1901, you know, thing. She's out there flowing in that, moving in God, and she came over to the flow. See, some of them old saints. Anybody been around? Anybody been saved for longer than 30 years? Anybody heard some? Anybody grew up Pentecostal or anything like that? You heard the stories and seen some of the saints? See, we had a different fear than a lot of people had. See? Ain't been no power demonstrated lately. Amen? But back then, you know what? Sister Maria with Edder had a ministry. Her ministry was so powerful. And it's recorded. Recorded. Every single person that stood up against Sister Maria with Edder died. So say, drop dead. Brother Hagin had a ministry right here. Right, somebody say in Texas. Right here in East Texas. Up there in East Texas, he was up there ministering in East Texas. Somebody was up there poking fun at the ministry. He's preaching, and after he get done preaching, somebody know it all. Said, oh, that ain't nothing. Just leave it alone, that ain't nothing. You know, just battering that ministry, just beating that ministry, wearing that ministry out, trying to affect that revival negatively. All of a sudden, Brother Hagin was walking out of the step, and the guy challenged Brother Hagin in front of a bunch of people. And he said, listen, you ain't nothing, blah, 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 all this other mess. You ever heard people talk smack? Somebody say, no fear. And I guess Brother Hagin was going to say something, and before Brother Hagin opened his mouth to speak anything, he started to prophesy and didn't know it. Brother Hagin said, oh, yeah, it was the Word of God, just as much as the Word of God is. He said, Tuesday at 3 o'clock, you're going to step on those steps of your porch, you're going to drop dead. He went on preaching the meeting. Went on preaching the meeting. Tuesday, rolled around, the guy was going up the steps, and he said, oh, yeah, Brother Hagin. Yelled out at all the people. Somebody say, hallelujah. Yelled at all the people. Said, Brother Hagin said all this. Ha, 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 ha. Man dropped dead on his steps at 3 o'clock. There's a guy in Shreveport, Louisiana, when I was living there. Anybody heard this story? He was out on the boat. Out on the boat. There was no storm anywhere. Out on lake. What is that lake out there in Shreveport out there by that school, by Russ? There's a big old lake out there that are out there. He's out there, big official. Atheist. Got out there on the boat. Started cussing and carrying on and started to say things about God. Somebody said, you better stop that. You wouldn't do that. He said, there ain't no God, and started to run his mouth. Out of nowhere, a bolt of lightning came out of the sky. This was when I was living there. They had it in the paper. Took the brother out. Somebody said, God's not doing that anymore. I How many believe we're in the last days? Now, see, certain people take this stuff to be strange, but we got to stay in the Word. Strange things, supernatural things are about to happen. They say, what are you talking about? You know those two prophets? There are going to be two prophets that arise in the last day. They're going to prophesy and affect the world. They're going to say some things that nobody wants to hear in the last day. Somebody say, glory to God. They're going to tick some people off. This is the day and this is the hour when these things are going to happen. When you see the ability that one man can push a button and destroy half the world. Nations are already rising against nations. The signs of the times are out there. We expect to see the Antichrist. I expect to see the two prophets. I expect to see what God's about to do. They're going to stand up and speak and tick some people off. And the spirit of the devil will come out against them. The Bible teaches. You got a Bible too? Why am I going there? You know what? Because I'm reading this scripture. See, you got to stay in the Word. And the Lord will put the Word. He'll bring the Word out of your heart. He's trying to tell us something. We said in 3 years. We should expect to see some things in 3 years. God's going to start. Somebody said, we're going to have a revival. And we're going to see all of the ministry gifts in operation. Not just blowing and falling. Glory to God. We're going to see the same anointing even in this book of Acts where they laid the sick out. There was such an anointing on the apostles and they would lay the sick out in the street. You didn't have to run to a healing meeting. Everywhere the apostle would walk, their shadow, people would be healed. So we say, let's get ready. Let's get ready to see God do some things like that. They say they're going to kill these two prophets and they'll lay in the street certain days. So we say, hallelujah. They'll kill him and knock him out. See, that's how God is. See, they got to let the devil think he got over. See, there are some of you that the devil thinks he got over on. It doesn't look like you have any more go in you. It looks like it's all over and you're all washed up. That's what it looked like for Jesus when he was hanging on the cross. He hung on the cross and died. The devil said, hey, it's all over. Somebody said, glory to God. That's how victory comes. Victory comes sometimes after it looks like it's all over. And it looks like it's no hope. Somebody say, praise God. See, many people don't have victory because they're not willing to die. Glory to God. You'll come back. Somebody say, glory to God. Those prophets, they're going to afflict those prophets and kill them. They're going to leave them out there in the street to tell everybody, don't you do what they did. You're going to need to leave them out there. Then they're going to get up. Bible says they're going to arise. Somebody say, hallelujah. But you know one thing they're going to arise with? You read your Bible. You read in your Bible, they're going to arise with a new authority and a new anointing. That they'll be able to speak from their mouth. And as they speak, they'll have the power that the apostles had in the New Testament. They were able to speak, and you know what? People just dropped as they speak, dropped dead. Anybody that came out against them would die with the words of their mouth. That's in the book of Revelation. Have you read it before? Some say those prophets. Some say glory to God. God's people in the last day ain't playing no games. Some say, don't lie to the Holy Ghost. See, people want to hang around. See, church is real easy to hang around. Glory to God. Thank God for it. He'll bring them in, but then he'll show up himself. He doesn't need gimmicks, balloons, and popcorn. Somebody say, hallelujah. He'll show up himself. Bible says, my sheep will hear my voice. And that's what you're going to have to hold on to. Amen. Now, glory to God. Somebody say hallelujah. And by the hands of the apostles were many, somebody say many, signs and wonders wrought among the people, and they were with one accord in Solomon's porch. See, many miracles and many signs and wonders came after what? Reverence. They had to take care of some stuff. There were other people playing games. Glory to God. And after they were able to take care of the games, reverence was on the house. Somebody say, and they were able to give with one accord. And they had a new anointing that many signs and wonders were wrought among the people. And of the rest, thus no man joined himself to them, and the people magnified them. Somebody say, nobody joined themselves to them. That means, see, everything's common. You like me, I'm like you. Nothing's reverenced, nothing's honored. Amen? You don't mean nothing, you know. Ministry doesn't mean anything to anybody. Amen? Until God does something. Somebody say hallelujah. Remember Moses and Aaron? Remember Moses' sister, Miriam and Aaron? They said, hey, look, we just like him. He ain't nothing. He ain't nothing until God said he was. Amen? And the believers, someone said the believers, were added, were the more added to the Lord multitude, both men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow, someone say at least the shadow, my gosh, of Peter passing by the night overshadowed them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about unto Jerusalem, bringing sick folk and them that were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed. Some say, glory to God. And you know what the miracle is? They were healed. You know what I like after that? Some say, everyone. Everyone. Say, everyone. Everyone. Say, everyone. Everyone. See, when we learn to reverence God, amen, everyone can be healed. When you flow in that corporate anointing, that, you, somebody say praise the Lord. Amen. Not just a few. Amen. Oh. See, you know when Jesus went to that town, we taught that message, Jesus went to the town, he couldn't do, he couldn't heal, he couldn't do everything he wanted to do. He couldn't do a mighty work among them because of their lack of faith and unbelief. Because they said, look, you just like us. You came out of here, you ain't nothing special about you. And all he could do was heal a few sick folk. So say a few. Verse, everybody. But these boys were able to get everybody healed. That's some great faith, isn't it? Maybe Ananias and Sapphira wouldn't have been healed, amen. But they didn't have that to worry about, did they? Amen. And believers were now, glory to God, and there came to pass out of the city where we had. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of Sadducees, and were filled with indignation. All right, so let's just leave that alone right now. Is that all right? So he said, they brought the sick, and they were healed. Say it again. They brought the sick, and they were healed. Say it again. They brought the sick, and they were healed. Glory to God. Start to pray in the Holy Ghost right where you are. Amen. Somebody say, thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. So say, supernatural reverence. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Help us, Father. Help us, Father. Help us, Father. Help us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Live, Jesus. That the people may regain their faith and reverence once again. Restore, Father, what happened in the 80s. Fix it. Fix it, Father, in the name of Jesus. Start to pray in the Holy Ghost right now. Repair that damage that the devil does. Satan, you won't do it again. Tell the devil, you will not do it again. The devil tried in the 80s with many preachers and different things, messing up. And tried it over to television networks and tried to get that stuff stopped. Even in this city, you would not believe what's going on in this very city. Hearing reports. I'm hearing so many reports of these strong churches. Pastors and different people doing dumb things. Trying to discredit the ministry and do all this other stuff. Amen. That's the work of the enemy, that the people would lose respect. That's a work of the devil. When you see what's going on TV with all the Catholic priests and all this stuff going on right there, and right here in our own city, a faith church is going through the thing right now. Not just down here, not just down here on at AirTax. We must pray and tell the devil no. And teach these people to hold on. Because the devil's trying to hold back something from the body of Christ. And if he can discredit ministry and discredit the church, amen, so that people won't reverence it, amen, they'll weaken the power of God. Somebody say hallelujah. But I don't believe the devil's going to be able to do it, amen. I believe some people are going to hear the word of God and trust God. Somebody say amen. God will always be God. We're not going to let somebody say praise God. I don't care if 22 fall. One fall to your right, seven fall to the other side. It doesn't make a difference to me. We need to stay focused and stay running on the God and not be distracted and be respectful and reverent unto the things of God. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's pray right now. Father, raise up a standard against the enemy right now. In Jesus' name. I want you to pray for those that are in Humble right now. Just pray for the saints in Humble right now. That they would not lose heart. That they would not lose faith. They would not, that they'd be able to get over it. And I want you to pray for those down there on the 1960 area. Pray for them right now that they will not go into bitterness. That their heart would remain pure. And ready. The Bible says, smite the shepherd, and the sheep will scatter. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. We trust you. We love you. And we worship you. Lord, I pray that the people in this house would be strong in the power of your might, oh God. Strong in their heart, Father God. Strong in their psyche and stable. And not distracted. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's just pray for 5 minutes and I'll let you go. Is that all right? Somebody say hallelujah. Just pray. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. God's doing a great thing. God's doing a wonderful thing. Hallelujah. Pray it in right now. Several things you can pray. Oh, we need to start praying. I just remember how we used to pray, Brother Rex. How we used to pray. Just pray. Pray. Roku sofratani yuse kelebandare estovrahanahai. Preketeru salabahai. Oh, Father. Hallelujah. Lo sanietoto ushalemani estovratikihi. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Pray over this right now. The Holy Spirit's been telling us we need to get a little program up. Amen. Over this area, we need to get people baptized in the Holy Ghost. We need people to educate people what's going on. We're all praying in the Spirit, but there are several that don't understand what's going on with that. They're confused. Somebody say hallelujah. Oh, Father. Oh, Father. Oh, Father, right now in the name of Jesus, glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, we'll be obedient to what you say, Father God, and we'll do what you tell us to do. In the name of Jesus, release your spirit over this area. Release your spirit over this community, Father God. Raise up an army, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Hallelujah. Oh, hola bufasani yatora mahai. Oh, shalavro samana hechigi. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. You got 5 minutes. I'm going to let you out at 9 o'clock, but I just sense that we just need to pray. If you don't know how to pray in the Holy Ghost, just say the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You might want to just get on your knees. Somebody say hallelujah. You might want to walk. You might want to lay before your face, but pray because God's about to do something. Amen. And God will do it as you pray. You got to release it through prayer. Amen. You got to release it through prayer. You must release it through prayer. You must release it through prayer. Right now, there's a miracle. Release it through prayer. Right now. See, get that unified prayer going right now. God's got a miracle. Break the devil's back right now. Break his power right now. Just pray. Bible says, if my people will humble themselves and pray, then will they hear from heaven, and he'll heal their land in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. It's so easy. All you got to do is pray. Hallelujah. All you got to do is pray. If you don't know how to pray, just say, Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. You need a miracle. Pray. Glory to God. You need a miracle. Pray it through. Glory to God. You need a breakthrough. Pray it through right now in the name of Jesus. Speak it out. Speak it out. Speak it out in the name of Jesus. Captives are being set free. You see here. Pray. Pray in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We curse death in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Stop the devil in his tracks in the name of Jesus. Touch not. Take your hand off God's property right now in the name of Jesus. Bring blessing in the name of Jesus. I command your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. I declare your breakthrough in the name of Jesus. Come, finances, right now in the name of Jesus. Bind together in prayer. Glory to God. Let us soto to ushtele bananuhusevere pitiketar high. Hallelujah. 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 Pray for prayer. Glory to God. Pray for prayer. Pray for prayer. La koto o salahai. Pray for prayer. Hallelujah. Pray till the people pray. Pray till the city prays. Pray till they pray in Conroe. Pray till they pray in the Woodlands. Pray till they pray in Spring. Pray till they pray in Old Town. We call forth prayer in the name of Jesus. A spirit of prayer. A spirit of prayer. Lord, give us praying spirits. A praying spirit in the church. A praying spirit in your people. Give them praying spirits in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Bring your praying spirit, oh God. Thank you, Father. So much to do. Pray. Glory to God. Pray for help. Glory to God. Pray for provision. When God's doing something big, pray. Pray for understanding. Pray for wisdom. Pray for energy. Pray for strength. Pray for healing. Pray for peace. Pray for a change in the name of Jesus. 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 Pray roots on your house. Glory to God. Pray carpet on the floor. Pray clothes on your back. In the name of Jesus. Pray. You need a miracle. Pray. You just ask for it and God will do it. Hallelujah. Pray for your family. Glory to God. Pray for your family. Pray for your friends. In the name of Jesus. God will give you a breakthrough. God will give you deliverance in that area. Hallelujah. God will turn it around. Yeah. Covenant with God to pray and he'll break the devil's back. Hallelujah. Covenant with God to pray. You go through a season of prayer and you'll get the victory. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ha 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 yana osara hayara ovra katama osara ito usiki. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody needs a job. Pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let's pray for that boy's job, your son's, honey. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We call that job into existence right now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. God says he can do better than that. Pray. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Prayer and meditation in the Word of God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, depend on prayer. Depend on prayer. Depend on prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Oh, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven, O God. In the name of Jesus. God's trying to do something good for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Yes, somebody hears his voice even now. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Somebody do the behind. Bring it to the bosom of the Mahana, but I'm going to get behind. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Ho from a new separa katana new set a high. Pastor Sefra here, Niki with the Sibahai. Prakanuno Usalahai. Yana no Usalamahan and the Bosepre Kitia high. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Ha 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 ha. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God's just moving on you, honey. Hallelujah. God's just moving on you. Amen. As you just open up your heart to the Lord and just stretch out your heart to God, I just see you praying to God and God doing some things. Amen. There's something greater within you. There's something greater within you. And I believe God's been ministering that to your heart or saying something to you in that area. But there's something greater within you. Don't be afraid. It's the Spirit of God. And you see yourself doing some things and God says you'll do those things. You never thought about it, but you will. Glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. And it might be even strange. And I never go in that area. But you will preach the gospel. Glory to God. You will preach the gospel. I speak that to you. You'll preach the gospel. That message will be heard. And God's trying to get me to say something to you. Amen. That it's better than what you think. Glory to God. It's bigger and it's better than what you think. Glory to God. Therefore, you got to pray it through. Amen. And just don't push it. Just relax in Jesus and watch it manifest. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Ha, ha, ha. You're even hearing his voice. Glory to God. You're even hearing his voice. And as you learn to pray in the Spirit and get in the Word of God and just meditate in God and separate yourself. Yeah, don't worry about it. You're going to stick in there. You're going to hang in there. You're not going to give up. So don't let that fear you. Don't let that fear come. And how long will you endure in this and how long will you last? You'll be there. Amen. You'll go to his throne. You'll go to his throne with a crown on your head and lay it at his feet. Therefore, you'll be productive and you'll be fruitful in this life. Yeah. You say, well, such a late start? No, you've only just begun. Glory to God. You'll bring it in. You'll bring it in. Listen to the Holy Ghost. And you can only do that as you pray in the Spirit and stay yielded to him. God is in control. God's doing some things. Yield to it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we got to go home, don't we? Glory to God. Yeah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. You got to go, go. Hallelujah. You were sitting over there. Amen. And as you were sitting over there, even in the worship service, the Spirit of God was right all over you. Spirit of God was all over you with a new purity. And God's just so pleased that you've endured, that you've hung there. Amen. Many have tried to knock you out. Many have tried to do certain things, but they were not successful, nor will they be successful. For God says you are a precious, pure rose. And I see a white rose. Amen. And God says you're like a sweet-smelling fragrance to Him, and you're blessed and you're pure before Him, and He loves you. Amen. And you'll be that one that lays oil at His feet every time and bring Him joy and bring Him pleasure. Yes, therefore your worship will be spirit, and you're going to go to a new dimension, to a new level. God's going to do something to you. God's going to do something to you. God's going to do something to you, through you, and in you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. 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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. It's just so easy, isn't it? It's just so easy, isn't it? It's just so easy. Hallelujah. You don't need me to, some of you don't need me to tell you anything, you know. Glory to God. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Honey, you just danced yourself up a fit tonight, didn't you? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Whatever He told you. Amen. Can you share just a little bit just to bless us?
I'd love to. I haven't been able to dance like that in 2 years. I shared with Pastor ever since I moved down here, I've been a sick teenager, okay? Before, y'all saw me wearing a cast a while back. Well, the year before that, I had broken bone left foot. And that I didn't really know it was broken, but it caused a lot of inflammation and everything. And I'll, ever since I've been baptized in the Holy Spirit, worship is my thing. You know, just to get in with God, you just don't know what a mighty tool of warfare that worship is. And God speaks to me during worship. And when we can get there, when the presence of God is here, there's power. And things get accomplished. Things can be done. And so to be able to dance like that, and I'm standing here, I'm walking, and I'm not limping, you know? And I haven't been able to do that in so long. That is a tremendous victory that only God can do. Now, I knew all along that it was just the devil keeping me down. The devil's trying to steal my spirit of joy. But I wouldn't give it to him. I mean, I knew it was there. I said, I can learn to worship sitting in the chair. You know, it's not what I want. I don't want to be 72-year-old and all crippled up and not be able to stand before God and worship, because that's just how He put it in my spirit. And so I just praise Him that now I can dance, and I'm grateful to be in a place where I can dance freely. And so, hey, if I get to make a spectacle of myself sometime, I apologize here now, but I'll never do it again.
No, don't you apologize.
Well, praise God, but standing there after we've been singing for a while, God touched me. I mean, it just, something happened. I don't know what it was yet, but it just went from the top of my head to the bottom of my feet.
Glory to God.
And so, glory to God.
Before you go, Jesse, I want you to lay hands on her right now in the area of worship. And hallelujah. Yeah, and God's been speaking to you about speaking, did He? Hallelujah. Glory to God.
A little here,
a little there, a little everywhere. Amen. Yeah, yeah, yeah. For you'll teach worship. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Just go on. Hallelujah. Just speak that right now. Somebody get there with her. Hallelujah. Just pray over her that spirit of worship shall be able to teach others. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Forward. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Look at somebody and say, it's all good. It's all good. Well, y'all, we get to be here again. Praise the Lord. We get to be here again on Wednesday night. Isn't that a blessing? Then we get to have a Holy Ghost meeting on Friday night. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God.
Thank God.
Then Sunday morning, amen, we get to have church again. We get to have church again on Sunday night, amen. So this week, I just want you to pray, amen. Just pray this way. Just pray at all times and keep God before you. Keep the Lord before you and just pray up stuff. Amen. You know, just stay in prayer in the Spirit because God's doing some stuff. Amen. And expect breakthroughs. Expect breakthroughs. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, and the three back there, and I'm not saying it just because you're visitors. Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah, the window. Amen. You've heard the word on what God has for you. You've already heard the word of God has on you. But now's the time for manifestation for that thing. Amen. So you receive. Amen. For things you've already heard, seeds that have already been planted. Seeds have already been planted, amen. This is just a watering spout, amen. It's going to water the word that's been put in your heart already. Amen. You're going to find it to come, amen. Everybody say the word provision.
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 Provision. Supernatural provision. No. Yeah. Ha. Hallelujah. Yeah, I don't want to lighten it up. Supernatural prosperity in the name of Jesus. God wants you to be blessed.
Amen.
God wants you to be blessed. God wants you to be blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. And as you just open up and do nothing about it, amen, but just believe him and trust him, watch it start to happen. Watch it start to happen. Just go with the flow and you'll be all right. You all right, T? Praise. And give T.O. a hand. Glory to God. T.O. a hand. T.O. made it through the whole service. Didn't fall asleep on me once. Glory to God. I'll preach, you know, I'll preach on the other side of fire. And he just stays, you know, my brother was with me the whole time. Amen. Everybody straight. We believe that cell phone up for T.O. right now in the name of Jesus. Somebody say glory to God. Rex, you got that cell phone faith. If you got one for us, hallelujah, pray it on him right now. We want to get a hold. He tries to hide from us, and we need the brother. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. And everybody that's got car faith, amen. Brother Jesse, get over here real quick. We're finished, but I want you to, all three of these need cars. Anybody that had car miracles? Crystal, come on. Y'all just lay and just receive. You don't know what God did for him. He'll do it for you. Amen. Just go on and pray over those cars right now in the name of Jesus. Gloria, you had a car movement. You got two, three. Get on up there and pray over those cars in Jesus' name. So, girl, when it comes in, it comes in. It's a truck. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. 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 Glory to God. Well, isn't he wonderful? Y'all be praying over the campaign this week. We want to be successful in campaign. Hallelujah. We got the capital campaign going on. We want favor. So every intercessor pray for supernatural favor. You know, we got a little trip coming up, and we want to have that whole book sold. We want to have the whole book sold by the time we leave to go on our little trip. Somebody say hallelujah. And do you know we're halfway there? Somebody say praise the Lord. I mean, somebody say praise God. Let's just pray that we get to close it out this week and be blessed. Hallelujah. So y'all ready to go? You be blessed. Hallelujah. Wrap it up. So I said you were dismissed already. Hallelujah. She's dismissed. Glory. Y'all have been dismissed. Glory to God.